What up? This is your boy Flo Rida.
What's happening? This is your boy Lil Jon.
Yo, what up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
You are now logged into
DJ L.
Believe that.
Hey.
Crop shop. Crop shop.
When your nap was the backdrop. Bruce pulled up and said, I heard you be spitting crack rock. The hood said that he kind of crazy, but he...
As my man Conniver, man, doing his thing, man. Lyrically, man, you are definitely showing your talents, man, that you are not what people had saw before with the D12 stuff. Mm-hmm. You are really showing that you are a good MC.
Yeah.
You know, not a rapper, but a good MC.
Yeah. I'm a student of the game, man, and it's a lot of things that people didn't realize about D12, that we're students of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You know, people got caught up a lot in the, you know, in our singles and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff, man. But that was entertainment. But when you start getting to the album, you know, you would hear lyricism. You would hear, you know, some hip-hop joints. You would hear some mainstream joints. But we can do it all. But the main thing we always did was work as a unit. We never just had, you know, besides M, you know, people knew who you are. But we never had a standout type of performance where it was just a solo artist in there. You'd be like, oh, he need to go solo, because we always worked as a unit. So, you know, it was always like a group effort. Every time we did something, we'd set it up for the next person. We never tried to, you know, totally murder a beat where, you know, the first verse sounded like it should have been the last one or whatever. Everyone always played their own positions and had a build up to a song. We always painted pictures, you know, so we never really got completely loose on tracks, because we always stuck to a certain type of formula of giving people a painting pictures of what we're talking about. And that's why we have pretty much a cult following, because they felt like they really can identify with us, because we paint pictures of things that people can be like, yo, I've been through that before. Or, you know, I know what he's talking about. My homeboys went through that or whatever. So that's why I think we have such a cult following, because people really can identify with us.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to let my man L get in the mix real quick, and then I'm going to try and get this. The name of the other joint is Popping Off.
Popping Off.
My man Conniver. So I'm going to try and put that joint on and let y'all check that out. But I'm going to let my man L get in the mix, and we'll come back for my man Conniver in 1 minute. All right? It's World Famous Prop Shop. World Famous Prop Shop. My man DJ L had to, I guess he didn't go into a lot of strip clubs out in Boston, so he had to, you know, get his strip club music on right quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's a tour with Bieber and after the club, so I said the performance type stuff in those clubs where nobody has clothes on. But anyway, this is the World Famous Prop Shop. We got my man Clive in the building.
Yeah.
And we got another single from you, dog, that, according to my man, he said that a joint is hot also. So what's the name of this one?
Name of this one is called Popping Off.
Okay. And
Popping Off, man.
What's the whole concept behind that?
The whole concept behind Popping Off is me just popping off my mouth, man. I'm just going at you with some lyrics, and I had to do it over a classic beat.
Okay.
And it's over a classic track of ours of D12's of Purple Pills. But we redone the beat, remixed it. So I'm just going off lyrically, going nuts on it. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing right there. I'm just popping off, man. Just talking a lot of crap.
And for those of y'all who didn't hear the first single, definitely listen to that, because my man is definitely, he popping off on that joint too, showing y'all that he's definitely a lyricist. He's definitely talking about something. He's definitely got skills. So for those who might not have seen it in the D12 thing, because like he said, he always kind of played the background, you know, doing his thing. You know, always was on point with his lyrics or whatever, but you just never expected what you got on that first joint. And this one right here, according to somebody who's heard it, I ain't heard it yet, but according to my man who's heard it, he said that it's a dope joint. So
yeah, it's pretty hot, man.
After the first one, I'm looking for more heat. So it's like right now, you know, you raised the bar kind of high on that first joint. So according to AMF, he keeps smiling about it and was shaking his head like,
hey, this is AMF approved. So don't sleep, man. If it's AMF approved, man, you got to rock with it.
All right, well, check it out, y'all. We about to get into it. I'm letting my man Conniver go and introduce his joint.
Yo, check it out. This is another joint right here called Popping Off. So check me out right here.
I keep
been one. 100 my people stay running from running the E7. My now who won it? Who say they stunting? Who wants they potato peel back in the cake one and the onion? Now it don't play. Coating like kilos of yay to the face, and I stand with a case of some liquor to chase. You ain't balling, my Hennessy's carving. Cut from my s, I'm so devious. Ripping a pistol, I'm cut so mischievous. Never show lenience. Cut it from the so fast, and she ever talk back. Show signs of disobedience. It's only me, my crew are still active. Roger that way until everyone was happening. It's only cracking. I'm never passive. Packing a Mac.
World famous prop shop. Like I said, we got my man Kanive in the building, man. Yeah. I'm definitely feeling that, man. You definitely was killing the lyrics, showing that you are a lyricist.
Yeah, man. I got some lyricism going on, some lyrical miracles popping over here. Wow. Yeah, a lot of, you know, that's funny though, because a lot of people like didn't really think I was a spitter like that. It amazes me sometimes, but it's funny because I would look on websites, or certain sites, hip hop sites, and they'll be hearing like a couple of my songs and stuff, and they'll be talking about them like, "Yo, Shady just signed a new artist named Kanive," and I'm like, I've been here, man. Like, they don't even know that I'm the same guy from D12, man. Like, yo, it's a new artist on Shady. He's hot. He's killing it. I'm like, man, this is, what do I have to do, man?
Right.
Like, I'm killing me out here.
Saying new artist.
New artist, man. But it just goes to show I'm waking a couple of heads up out there. So that's good.
Okay. That's good. Now, another question I got for you is, you came out as a solo artist, but you didn't come out on the group label thing, mm-hmm. or whatever. You came out on another label, which is actually the label you actually started with, I think.
Yeah.
You actually started with. So what was the whole thing that made you kind of stick with them to do what you're doing now as far as a solo artist?
Well, no, for one, the my partner in the label / manager, he's a jerk, so it's like stick with the jerks, you know. Don't go find a new jerks around here, man. And he was the first guy who actually signed me and Mr. Porter to Federation Records back in the day.
Right.
And you know, Federation Records back then, they were doing big things, man. Whoa, like,
yeah, we were talking about that before.
Yeah,
we got on air. Federation been around a long time, man. They definitely, in my opinion, like I said before, back in the day, I thought Federation could have been what Loud Records was.
Yeah,
I thought Federation could have been, you know, a major player in the game, and could have, you know, been you know, a Bad Boy type thing.
The Def Jam, they had a Def Jam vibe to me.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just as far as being that big of an
I know what you mean.
You know, to be, you know, a marriage with a major to do their thing.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought that, because it was like, it was always surrounded with good talent and mm-hmm. just good people. Because it's just funny that, you know, the people from Federation that I do know is all good people.
Yeah.
But as we talked, we found out a little bit more that you assumed or thought really wasn't the case. So, like I say, it's good to see them still doing their thing.
Yeah. You know? Still here. And the funny thing is, people don't know, is, you know, me and Mr. Porter, me and Con Artist, we were signed to Federation, and also Bizarre was on Federation too.
Right.
You know, so those are already three members in D12 that you know, got signed to a major off of the strength of Federation, you know, so they were good talent scouts too.
Right.
You know, even though, you know, he's a jerk, I have to say his name. Record Shelton is a jerk, and he always will be. But that's my man's though, and you know, he had faith in us then, and he got faith in me right now. So
right.
You know, I had to just stick with the home team, and we go through our ups and downs because, you know, we're both stubborn. You know, but I know him, and he knows me. He knows what's going to put some fire up under me. I know what's going to do it for him.
Right.
So, you know, I just went into partnership with him, and you know, / with my label, and merged with his, and we just do our little joint thing together. But I just know that he does pretty good business, and he's a good person.
Right.
You know, so that's one thing that is missing is trust.
Right.
In this business, and I trust him to be a jerk. So I know what I'm getting into here.
Wow.
So that's what's up.
Seemed like I thought, or maybe so, in some of your other music that's going to be coming out, is Mr. Porter doing any of the production on there at all?
Yeah, I'm going to get some Porter production on there, definitely. Actually, okay. We're thinking about bringing our own stuff back, our own Brigade
right,
stuff back.
And that's why I asked that, because it seems like y'all started out as a group, And I was just seeing, since you're doing your solo thing, it seemed like, you know, it would be nice to maybe, like you said, bring something back or maybe, you know, update or whatever. And then him do some production, because I think that would be kind of sweet,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we definitely got some stuff in the works. You know? We've been in the studio with each other, you know, so we've been, we're bringing, I think everything comes around full circle at some point in your life. And this point in my life, you know, things are just coming back around full circle. And with me and Mr. Porter, man, we always click, especially musically. Mm-hmm. And that's how, you know, you see us with our back and forth doing the D12 stuff. You know, a lot of those back and forths, you know, we just make up on the porch. You know, me and him just practice so much that, you know, we finish each other's lines and go into another rhyme scheme or whatever. So that's why we're pretty much always paired off when we did the D12 stuff. Like, me and him always have our own segment where it was just us, you know, even like doing Purple Pills, mm-hmm. you know, I'll come in and he raps with me or whatever. Or when you hear it on my band, you know, me and him have our parts together because, you know, that's what we always did. So, okay. It's definitely come around full circle, but I'm going to try to get some production from. I have some already, so okay. I'm just going to go ahead got to sift through it and see what I'm going to use here, and then I'm just going to keep the rest anyway because no one else is going to get the beats.
Now, are you coming out with an album or EP or what's going on with that?
Right now, you know what? Right now, I think we're just going to work on whatever we're working on. I know an EP is coming.
Okay.
You know, the EP is definitely coming, but it's something coming before that EP is going to be an announcement on it as soon as we got everything lined up. But the EP is coming really soon, next year, early next year.
Okay.
And before that EP, something else, another project is dropping before then.
Well, that's
so,
cool.
Yeah, as soon as we get it lined up, you're going to be the first to know about it, though, because it's something coming, though.
Now, you got any features you're going to put on there, special features, or that's kind of like in the
The EP?
Under the hat, yeah, with your stuff.
Well, yeah, it's under the hat, but it got some good features. It got some real good, some people you wouldn't expect to be on it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really pairing myself with a lot of MCs that I respect and a lot of MCs who respect me. So I'm really a hip hop junkie. So you might see me paired up with pretty much anybody that you wouldn't never imagine I would rap with. But I'm a fan of a lot of MCs people wouldn't even expect. So you're going to hear a lot of crazy combinations with guest appearances, though. Definitely.
Okay, well, that's cool, man. Yeah. So how can people track you to see what you're up to and what you're doing as far as social media and all that type of stuff?
You can hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter at KanivaD12. And that's the same thing on Instagram, KanivaD12.
Prop Shop. Prop Shop. Prop Shop. Prop Shop.